Tano ja Annikalle. On varrattu, on varrattu. Me teeme nyt niin, et 15.30 me jagame selle teise osa ka 8 tunniks ja 2 pikemat tundi või nii. Et siis 15.30 on väike kohvipaus, 10 minutit ja siis viimane tund. Ja ma palun kohe tulla siis Fransil ja Merle olid, ja.
Thank you. Thank you. One.
On sisseründatud, olen.
One, two. There? Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Tänan.
For the lovely ministry. I appreciate it. It's beautiful. Okay. We want to just finish off in John 1.
Tahaksime lõpetada nüüd Johannese esimese lõike.
And John 1. Sometime 15:40. Okay. John 1. The only begotten, full of grace and truth. The glory of the Father. And there's no doubt in our minds here, in our minds, that this is speaking about Jesus, right? We're not disputing any of that. But this portion of scripture goes on. John goes on.
Aga Johannes läheb siit veel edasi.
He says in verse 15, and John be witness of him.
Ja 15. Salm ütleb, Johannes tunnistas temast.
And cried saying, this is he of whom I spoke.
Ja hüüdis valjusti, tema ongi see, kelle kohta mina ütlesin.
He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me.
See, kes tuleb pärast mind, on olnud minu eel, sest tema oli and, enne kui mina.
And now we are here, we are included.
Ja me oleme kõik
and of his
selle.
Of his fullness.
Sellest täiuses.
We now receive.
Meie võtame vastu.
Grace.
Armu.
For grace.
Ja armu.
And so it is exactly like the New Testament describes Jesus.
See on täpselt nagu Uus Testament kirjeldab Jeesust.
Hebrews would describe him as a high priest or a forerunner.
Hebrea kirjas räägitakse temast kui ülempreestrist või eeljooksjast.
The captain.
Kapten.
The one who goes ahead.
See, kes läheb ees.
The one who goes first.
Kes läheb esimesena.
But we are supposed to be receiving from him.
Aga meie peaksime võtma vastu tema.
Grace for grace.
Armu, armu peale.
And then it goes on to say the law was given by Moses.
Ja siis ta ütleb veel, et seadus on.
But grace and truth come by Jesus Christ.
Arm ja tõde, aga tulnud Jeesuse Kristuse kaudu.
Now I want us to just turn to the book of Galatians.
Nüüd vaatame Galaatia.
I'm going to deal with very well-known pieces of scripture.
Ja me vaatame väga hästi tuntud kirjakohta.
And just want to give a little bit of body to what I'm saying. Galatians 4. Galatians 4 is the story of a father and his son.
Sellest peatükis räägitakse isast ja pojast.
It's the story of maturity.
Siin räägitakse küpsusest.
It's a parable.
See on nagu tähendamis.
That Paul uses
mida Paulus kasutab
to describe the relationship of us towards our father.
Mis kirjeldab siis meie suhet isaga.
And it's not surprising to me that Paul uses this parable.
Ja ma ei imesta selle üle, et Paulus kasutab seda.
I've often thought about this.
Ma olen tihti sellele mõelnud.
If it were possible to reduce
et kui on võimalik vähendada
all of existence,
kogu see, mis eksisteerib,
all of creation,
kogu loodu,
all of our understanding,
kogu see, mida,
the reason
lausa,
why we are here,
see põhjus, miks me siin oleme,
the ways in which we are here,
ja need meetodid, viisid,
and our relationship to God,
suhe Jumalaga,
it can actually be reduced
kui seda kõike saaks vähendada,
to the simple concept
üheks väga, väga lihtsaks
of Father and Son. It's really the simplicity.
See on see kõige lihtsam.
And it is so amazing to me.
Ja minu jaoks on see imeline.
That you know this is something we are all very very familiar with.
Sest kuna me oleme kõik väga tuttavad sellega.
The scripture uses the male version.
Nüüd kirja Piibel kasutab seda meessoost vormi.
It by no way excludes women.
Aga see mitte mingil juhul ei eralda või ei jäta välja naisi.
But the idea is that there is God who is a father.
Aga selles on idee, et Jumal kui isa.
And that gives birth in a way to a son.
Kes sünnitab teatud moel poja.
And the story history
ja selle loo ajalugu
is really the son finding his place.
On see, et poeg leiab oma koha.
It's the son finding his way.
Poeg leiab oma tee.
It's the son making coffee.
See on see, et poeg teeb kohvi.
Under instruction.
Juhiste all.
And the son finally making coffee out of love.
Ja lõpude lõpuks poeg teeb kohvi armastusest.
Ultimately, I believe that God is looking for
ma usun, et Jumal otsib
that which each of us is looking for when we have children.
Seda, mida meie iga üks otsime, kellel on lapsed.
It is not so we can say we have children.
See ei ole mitte see, et me saame öelda, et meil on lapsed.
It is not so we can have people to make coffee.
Selleks, et meil oleks inimesed, kes teeksid kohvi.
It is so that we can be in communion.
Vaid selleks, et me saaksime olla ühenduses või osas.
With someone.
Kellegagi.
You know, I often think of how expensive it is to have kids these days.
Mõtlen seda, kuidas selitada.
And
kuidas?
Kui kallid
inimesed on.
How much hard work it is.
Kui palju rasket tööd.
To have kids.
Kui sul on lapsed.
You know, I don't know about here, but where I'm from, the dad doesn't go to work and the mom stays at home and looks after the kids anymore.
Ma ei tea, kuidas teil on, aga meil ei ole enam niiviisi, et isa läheb tööle ja ema jääb koju lapsi valvama.
In our context, usually men, husband and wife work full-time jobs.
Meil on juba niiviisi, et nii mees kui naine töötavad täiskohaga.
And when dad comes home,
ja kui isa tuleb koju,
he doesn't come home to a wife that's been home all day and has cooked up a lovely meal and cleaned the kitchen.
Siis ta ei jõua sellise kohta, kus naine on terve päev kodus olnud, teinud hea toidu ja toad kõik ära koristanud.
When dad comes home, sometimes he has to make food. It's his turn.
Mõnikord, kui isa tuleb koju, siis on tema kord teha süüa.
So things have changed quite a lot.
Nii, et asjad on väga palju muutunud.
The point is this, that us as men, we're starting to realize how hard it is to help run a household and look after
kids. Selles, et meie kui mehed, me saame aru, kui raske on majapidamist hallata.
And the other day we were having a conversation with our kids.
Ja ühel päeval oli meil vestlus oma lastega.
And we were talking about how busy they actually are.
Ja me rääkisime sellest, kui kiire
need tegelikult on. I think it was me that said, I said to them,
ma arvan, et mina olen see, kes ütles teile.
Guys, I never knew it was going to be this much hard work to have you guys.
Ma ei oleks oodanud teile, et teil oleks nii palju tööd.
I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Ma ei teadnud, millesse ma satun.
And then I said, but it's worth every moment.
Aga siis ma ütlesin, et aga see on väärt. It's worth iga hetk on väärt.
Every effort. It's worth every cent.
Iga sent, see on väärt iga senti.
And I'm now at this age, I'm starting to reap the benefits of what it means to have children.
Ja nüüd ma olen jõudnud sellesse ajal, kus ma juba natuke saan kasu sellest, mida lapsed
sitting with my son.
Et kui poeg
talking about life.
Räägime temaga elust.
Leading him into things.
Ma juhin teda asjadesse.
Preparing him for things.
Valmistada ette asjadeks.
Things that have not entered his mind yet.
Sellisteks asjadeks, mis ei ole tema mõtetes.
Things that he does not concern himself with.
Mille pärast ta üldse ei muretse.
I make it my job.
Mina teen oma tööd.
And I find great satisfaction in.
Ja ma leian rahulduse selles.
Leading him and preparing him.
Et kui ma juhin ja valmistan teda ette.
And I find myself in moments
ja ma leian hetkedest
where me and this young boy
kui mina ja see väike poiss
into moments of communion
kus meil on sellise ühtne hetk
fellowship
osadus
where we speak heart to heart
kus me räägime südamest südamesse
and at this point in my life I look forward to
ja praegusel hetkel ma ootan
him coming more of age
et ta kasvaks veel,
so that our friendship will grow and strengthen.
Et meie sõbrus kasvaks ja tugevneks.
And I really have one desire.
Mul on üks soov.
I say, Lord, I'm willing to go to heaven any moment.
Mul on lihtsalt, et ma võin minna taevas igal hetkel.
But please, can I live with my son?
Aga palun, et ma elaksin koos oma pojaga.
Can I experience my son?
Las ma kogeda oma poega.
Give me enough time to bear my heart to my son.
Anna mulle aega, et ma jagaksin oma südamed pojaga.
Give me enough time so that I can be there for him when he needs me.
Anna mulle aega, et ma saaksin olla siis tema jaoks olemas, kui ta vajab.
And so in a way, I think fatherhood or parenthood,
ehk siis see isadus või vanemlikus,
which is so familiar to all of us,
mis on kõikidele nii tuttav,
it gives us a glimpse,
see annab meile ette kujutuse pisikese
of how God feels about us,
kuidas Jumal meisse suhtub.
The process he walks also with us.
See process, et ta käib koos meiega.
And this is why it's such a beautiful parable for our relationship with God.
Ja sellepärast on siin hea tähendamissõna meie suhtest isaga.
Now Paul uses this in Galatians 4.
Paulus kasutab seda Galaatia 4.
All right. And he speaks about the maturity of the son.
Ta räägib poja küpsusest.
Now look, let's read.
Loeme.
Now I say, verse 1.
Ma tahan öelda,
that the heir, as long as he is a child,
nii kaua kui pärija on väeti laps,
he does not differ from a servant,
ei erineda millestki orjast,
though he be lord of all,
ehkki ta on kõige isand.
Now I want to run ahead,
ma tahan natuke ette joosta,
and try to interpret as we go along,
ja tõlgendada seda,
so we don't miss the nuances, the details.
Paneks, ei läheks, jätaks tähele vanemate mõningate detaile.
The word Lord,
see isand,
used here,
mis on siin kasutatud see sõna,
is not trying to say you are Lord as in Jesus is Lord, you are Lord in that sense.
Ta ei ütle seda, et sina oled nagu isand, kui nagu Jeesusel on isand meile.
But the word Lord has got to do with ownership, like landlord.
See sõna on rohkem nagu oman.
As opposed to a servant.
Nii nagu see teenija või ori.
Someone who has ownership.
Kellegi on tema üle oman.
And in this sense,
ja selles mõttes,
the Lord here,
see isand siin,
is who?
On kes?
It's us.
Meie.
Yeah, right? It's us.
Meie.
And it's speaking about us. It says, as long as the heir, which is me and you, we are heirs, right?
Siin räägitakse pärijast ja pärijad oleme meie.
All right, that's what the Bible says about us. We are heirs of God.
Me oleme Jumala pärijad.
And we are co-heirs with Christ.
Ja me oleme right? Jeesuse kaaspärijad.
As long as the heir,
nii kaua kui pärija,
is a child,
on laps.
Now the Greek word here, I think it's napios.
Kreeka keelne sõna vist on
But the idea here is while the heir,
et siis idea on selles, et kuni see pärija,
immature,
on ebaküps.
He's like a servant.
Siis ta on nagu teenija või ori.
You can't trust him with anything.
Sa ei tea, kui mitte midagi usaldada.
You can't tell him make decisions about the business.
Sa ei saa talle öelda, et võtta nüüd äriga siionduvaid otsuseid vastu.
He's not ready for that.
Ta ei ole selleks valmis.
And in that way he's like a servant.
Selles mõttes on ta nagu teenija.
Even though everything is his.
Isegi kui kõik on tema oma.
That's what it means here when it says, even though he be lord of all.
See isegi kui ta on kõige isand, siis seda tähendabki.
Are you with me here?
Kas te olete minuga?
I feel like I've lost you.
Mul on tunne, et ma olen kaotanud
teid. I feel there's a wall here. Who put the wall up?
Mul on tunne, et siin on mingi seine. Kes pani seina ette?
Who put the wall up?
Kes pani seina?
It's a very simple concept.
See on väga lihtne konseptsioon siin.
While the child is young,
kui laps on
noor, you can't give the keys to your Mercedes-Benz.
Siis sa ei saa talle anda oma mersu võtmeid.
Even though,
isegi kui,
if you were to die,
sina sured,
it's his.
On see auto tema oma.
Even though you promised,
isegi kui sa oled selle lubanud seda,
that everything that is yours,
ehkki kõik, mis on minu,
is also his.
On ka tema oma.
You can't give him the keys, why?
Aga sa ei saa talle anda võtmeid, miks?
Because you're a good parent.
Sest sa oled hea vanem.
So even though he is lord of that Mercedes-Benz,
isegi kui ta on selle Mercedes isand,
he is the rightful heir
ja seadustik pärija
to that which is yours.
See kõigele sellele, mis on sinu oma.
It is not yet time to say, here son.
Aga ei ole veel kätte jõudnud see aeg, kus sa ütled, siin poeg.
It is yours.
Vaata, see on sinu oma.
Take it for respect.
Võta ja kasuta.
We all know this.
Me kõik teame seda.
But we struggle to apply it to our spiritual lives.
Aga meil on
so what,
seda rakendada vaimses ellu.
What do you do?
Mida sa teed?
You appoint him under tutors and governors.
Sa asetad lapse kasvatajate alla.
So if you have a very young child,
kui sul on väga väike laps,
and it has, the child has to stay home and you have to leave,
ja laps saab jääda koju ja kui sina lahkud,
at home you would pay someone to come and babysit.
Siis sa maksad kellegile lapse hoidmise eest.
That babysitter is not your child.
See lapsehoidja ei ole sinu laps.
The house is not an heir of what is yours.
Ta ei ole pärija, selle mis sinu on.
He or she is getting paid to do a job.
Talle makstakse selle eest, mida ta teeb.
Right? So when you leave, when you walk out the house, you take the house keys and you give it to your son.
Kui sa nüüd lahkud, siis sa võtmed ja annad oma pojale.
No.
Ei anna ju.
You give it to the tutor and the governor.
Vaid sa annad lapse hoidjas.
You want to give it to your son.
Sa tahaksid anda oma lapsele.
Because really it's his inheritance.
Kuna tema on kõige pärija.
But you can't.
Aga sa ei saa.
He's not ready.
Ta ei ole valmis.
And so Paul is creating the idea here, or he is explaining the idea.
Paul selgitab siin ideed.
That as church, and if we can relate that to today,
kui nüüd seda tuua tänasesse päeva, siis kogudus.
We are co-heirs of God.
Me oleme Jumala kaaspärijad.
Sorry, we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
Jumala pärijad ja Jeesuse kaaspärijad.
There are many things to which God wants to hand us the keys.
Ja on päris palju asju, mille võtmed Jumal tahaks meile anda.
Maybe healing is one of them.
Võibolla tervendamine on üks nendest.
Maybe very clear prophetic sight is one of them.
Võibolla väga selge prophetic pilk on üks. Päsiselles.
But it is as if God holds back.
Aga Jumal nagu hoiaks ennast tagasi.
Because we're not ready.
Selle pärast, et me ei ole valmis.
For what is fully and truly ours. Yeah.
Et selle, mis yeah. tegelikult on.
And so Paul goes on to say here.
Paulus läheb edasi ja ütleb.
You keep the keys with the governor or the tutor.
Et need võtmed on lapsehoidja käes.
Until the correct time.
Kuni see õige aeg on
and in kähe. That appointed time
ja selleks ettemäratud ajal
then you hand over what is truly theirs.
Annad sa üle selle.
So let's just read it. Even so when we were children
isegi kui meie olime väetid lapsed
we were in bondage under the elements of this world
siis olime orjuses maailma algainete meelevalla all.
But when the fullness of the time had come
aga kui aeg sai täis
God sent forth his Son.
Läkitas Jumal oma poja.
Made of a woman.
Kes sündis naisest.
Made under the law.
Sündis seaduse alla.
To redeem that them that were under the law.
Lahti ostma seaduse aluseid.
That they might receive.
Et me saaksime.
The adoption as sons.
Poja seisuse.
No. The word adoption here is
siin on nagu lapsendamine ja see sõna
I can't remember exactly how to pronounce this Greek word but it's made up of two words.
Ma ei mäleta täpselt kuidas seda hääldatakse aga see koosneb kahest sõnast.
The word adoption means to set as a son.
Üks asi on see et asetama nagu poeg.
To set as a son.
Asetama nagu poeg.
Now in our modern day idea of adoption
meie tänapäeva maailmas see lapsendamise mõte
would be to take someone who is not your son.
On see, et võtame kellegi, kes ei ole sinu poeg.
And to make him your son.
Ja teed selle oma pojaks.
Right. You go sign the papers, you do the paperwork.
Et seal on seda paperi määrimist, lepingud.
And someone that belonged to another biological mom and dad becomes your son.
Ja keegi, kes kuulus teisele bioloogilisele emale isale, on nüüd sinu.
But the idea of adoption in the scriptures
aga pühakirjas selle lapsendamise mõte
has got the notion of process.
Sellel on protsessi.
And it is not really so much that God, because who else can be your father?
Ja kes muu kui Jumal saab olla sinu isa?
It's not the idea that someone else was your father and now he takes you and you become his child.
mitte see mõte, et keegi teine on olnud sinu isa ja ta on võtnud ta oma.
But it's more the idea of bringing us into a place of maturity.
Vaid siin on see mõte, et me läheme sellesse küpsudesse.
And so biblically I understand adoption to be the process.
Nii et biblikult on siis lapsendamine protsess.
That starts spiritually in the heart of a man or a woman.
Mis algab mehe või naise südames.
And has its final outing.
Ja kui see lõpuks rähtavale tuleb.
It has its final manifestation in the flesh, in the
siis
body.
On see nähtav ilming on see kehas.
And you can go look that up yourself, but our adoption is not just so that a certificate are signed and now we are all children of God and that's where the story ends.
Et sa võid seda ise uurida, aga piibelikult ei ole siis see lihtsalt lepingule allkirja kirjastamine.
That's where the story begins.
Vaid see on see, kus lugu algab.
That's where the story begins.
Siin alles lugu algab.
And in fact, the Bible is quite clear when it says that our adoption is finally found in the redemption or the ransom of our bodies.
Siis Paulus ütleb, et see lapsendamine on nagu keha, ihu lunastamine.
Paul is quite strong on this, the redemption of the body. In other words, there's something physical. This is not
see on midagi füüsilist, et see on nagu ihu lunastamine.
This is not just a spiritual reality.
Et see ei ole mingisugune vaine reaalsus.
It's not just a spiritual reality.
See ei ole ainult vaine reaalsus.
But there is some incorruptibility that must also take place in the actual body.
Vaid seal on midagi kadumatus, mis võtab osa ka reaalselt meie ihudes.
God is after our biology as well.
Jumal hoolitseb ka meie bioloogia eest.
So now he says he sent his son so that he could adopt us as sons.
Nii et siis ta lähitas oma poja, et ta saaks lapsendada meid kui oma poeg.
And because you are sons,
ja kuna te olete pojad,
God has sent forth the spirit of his son.
On Jumal läkitanud teie südamesse oma poja vaimu.
Into our hearts.
Südametesse.
And something now starts happening is that spirit cries from within us, Abba, Father.
Ja nüüd midagi juhtub. Meie sees olev vaim hüüab Abba isa.
The word cry here is not just a soft cry or a moan or a thing.
See sõna hüüab ei ole midagi lihtsalt vaikset hüüdmist.
It comes from the idea of a loud screaming noise.
Vaid selle mõte on vali karjumine.
The spirit of God within us cries and it resonates with the heavens.
See vaim siin kisa ja see nagu resoneerub selle taevaga.
Although we might not understand everything.
Kuigi me ei mõista kõike.
One thing we know.
Siis ühte asja me teame.
We are his children.
Me oleme tema lapsed.
And it's the spirit of God that keeps on crying from our hearts. Abba,
Jumala
Father.
Isa meie sees.
Abba, Father. And so Paul is very bold in verse 7.
Ja 7. salmis on Paulus väga julge.
Where he makes the statement, therefore you are no more servant.
Ja ütleb, et nõnda ei ole sa enam ori.
But you are son.
Vaid poeg.
And I think that is a very important point. And I believe in my travels I've seen across the globe that this is kind of where the emphasis lies at the moment.
Ja see on väga tähtis oma reisidel üle maailma. Ma näen seda, et see on see koht, kus praegu on tähelepanu.
In various ways and at various levels.
Siin on nagu erinevad tasemed.
I hear this everywhere I go.
Igale poole, kuhu ma lähen, ma kuulen.
God is making the church aware of this fact right now.
Jumal teeb kogudusele selgeks selle fakti.
That my, as God, my idea is that you are my son, not my servant.
Et te olete minu pojad, mitte teenijad.
I have called you to be my children, not my servant.
Ma olen teid kutsunud oma lasteks, mitte teenijaks.
There's a big difference. We do serve.
Siin on väga suur erinevus sellest, et kui me teenime, kas me teenime?
Yes, and in that sense, of course, we are servants in the sense that we serve one another and that we serve God, but the identity is not serving.
Me teenime üksteist, me teenime Jumalat, aga teenimine ja identiteet on kaks erinevat asja.
The identity is son.
Identiteet on poeg.
And I believe that this is absolutely a critical piece of information now for the church.
Ja ma usun, et see on hetkel kriitiline info koguduse jaoks.
It's that moment in where a child realizes.
See on see hetk, kus laps mõistab.
that this is his father's house.
Et see on tema isa kodu.
But it's actually also his.
Aga see on ka tema oma.
Yes. And in fact, I had this conversation with my son one day.
Ühel päeval oli mul oma pojaga vestlus.
I said to him, Dan, you know what? Everything I have is yours.
Ma ütlesin talle, Daniel, kas sa tead, et kõik, mis on minu, on ka sinu?
He doesn't understand.
Ta ei mõistnud seda.
He doesn't understand.
Ta ei mõistnud seda.
He says, what do you mean?
Sa mis tähendab?
I said, son, what I mean is every cent I have in the bank.
See tähendab seda, et iga sent, mis mul on pangas,
every property that I own,
iga see kinnisvara, mida ma oman,
every vehicle that I own,
iga auto, mida ma oman,
all the physical things that I have in this world,
kõik need füüsilised asjad, mis mul on siin maailmas,
they are yours.
On siin omad.
Can't understand, can't accept it.
Aga ta ei võtnud seda vastu, ta ei saanud aru sellest.
Can't accept it.
Ta ei suutnud seda.
It's like, but wait a minute, I thought it was yours.
Oota, ma mõtlesin, et see on sinu oma.
Listen again.
Oota, kuula.
Everything I have is yours.
Kõik, mis mul on sinu oma.
So then he asks for the keys of the car.
Siis ta küsis mul auto võtmeks.
What are you going to do with that? It's mine, isn't it?
Ma küsin, mis sa teed sellega? No, kas see on minu oma?
Son, it is yours.
Ja, see on sinu oma.
For when you are ready.
Aga siis, kui sa oled valmis.
But I want you to grow up in my home knowing.
Aga ma tahan, et sa kasvaksid üles siin minu kodus ja tead.
This couch.
Et see diivan.
That pool.
See bassein.
The cupboards.
See kap.
The floors.
Põrand.
Everything in here.
Kõik, mis siin on. Ma tahan, et sa tead.
That it's yours.
See on kõik sinu oma.
When you jump on the couches.
Ja nüüd kui sa hüppad diivanite peale.
I want you to know that you're not damaging my couches.
Ja siis sa peaksid teadma, et sa ei hävit, ei riku minu diivani.
It's your stuff.
See on sinu diivan.
And I'm using trivial, stupid example.
Ma toon selliseid lihtsaid näiteid.
But this is something which is absent.
Aga vaat see on see, mis puudub. Now,
in many people that I meet, this way of thinking is absent.
Paljude inimeste puudub selline mõtlemine.
Because they feel like, they either believe it's God's.
Nad usuvad seda, et see on kas Jumala oma.
And not theirs.
Ega nende oma, siis ei ole nende oma.
By extension of inheritance.
Kuigi ta on pärandi osa.
Or they believe it's the devil's.
Või et ta on saatana oma.
They don't realize.
Nad ei mõista.
And I'm going to use this word, I know it sounds a bit strange, but we are Lord of all.
Ma kasutan seda sõna, mis on öeldud, meie oleme kõige isa.
We are owners.
Meie oleme omanikud.
By identity.
Juba selle identiteedi kohaselt.
And this is why I believe we should look after the things that we consider to be God's.
Ja see pärast me peamegi hoolt kandma nende asjade eest, mida me mõtleme, et on Jumal oma.
And I'll just use a very trivial example.
Ma kasutan veel ühe lihtsa näite.
The oceans.
Ookeanid.
Whose are they?
Kelle omad need on? Ours.
They're ours.
Need on meie oma.
But they're ours by extension of inheritance.
Aga need on kui pärandi osad meie oma.
Who should look after the oceans?
Kes peaks hoolkandma ookeanide ees? Us. Me.
It's an example.
See on üks näide.
Something has to click.
Midagi peab siin nagu plõks.
Most of... Yeah, okay, I'm getting a little bit... But I'm going to do it. A lot of Christians I've met, they live on this earth.
Paljud kristlased elavad siin maa peal.
As if the earth belongs to someone else.
Nagu see maa kuuluks kellegi teisele.
That's how they
live. Ja nii nad elavad.
They don't want to take responsibility.
Nad ei taha vastutust võtta.
Because they think they're only renting.
Sellepärast nad arvad, et nad rendivad seda maad.
You know what a horrible realization.
Millele kohuta arusaamine reas.
When you've lived in a house for 10 years.
Kui sa oled elanud majas 10 aastat.
And you've neglected everything.
Ja sa oled kõik hooletus jätnud.
You don't paint the walls.
Sa ei värvi seinu.
You don't repair the floors.
Sa ei paranda põrandaid.
Because you just rented.
Kuna sa lihtsalt üürid.
And then by the time, at some point when this place is really horrible,
ja siis ühel hetkel, kui see koht on lihtsalt kohutavas seisus,
you want to go rent another place.
Siis saad minna ja rentida välja teise koha.
And then you realize, no, this is your place.
Ja siis sa mõtled äkki, et see ongi minu koht.
You are the owner by Asia.
Sina oled omanik pärandi kaudu.
What a horrifying realization.
Milline kohutav selline mõistmise hetk.
Something has to happen.
Midagi peab juhtumas.
This place.
See koht.
Is God.
On Jumala oma.
Right?
On nii.
The earth and everything.
Maa ja kõik, mis selles peal on.
So if you are an heir of God.
Ja kui sina oled Jumala pärija.
And a co-heir with Christ.
Ja Kristuse kaaspärija.
Which in Psalm 2, Psalm 110, he has promised the earth, the land.
Psalm 2 ja 100 et seal on et Jumal on
and the nations.
Maa.
And the nations as his inheritance.
Ja rahvad on tema pärand.
Which means you are now co-heir, which means it is also something that you have ownership.
And
I believe that this is one of the major things that needs to happen to the church, because only when this happens to us, we will become relevant. Because we've become so holy.
Sest me oleme jõudnud, et sellise kohtaks me oleme nii pühad.
That we've become of no earthly good.
Et meist pole kasu siin maa peal.
We don't paint the walls anymore.
Me ei värvi seinu enam.
Because we expect to move very soon.
Sest me ootame, et me kolime siit varsti ära.
Not realizing.
Ise mõistmata.
This is our inheritance.
Et see on meie pärand.
And I think this is very important.
Ma arvan, et see on väga tähtis.
I think it's very important.
See on väga tähtis.
You are no more servant.
Sa ei ole enam teenija.
But you are son.
Vaid oled poeg.
And if you are a son,
ja kui sa oled poeg,
you are an heir.
Siis sa oled pärija.
You are an heir.
Sa oled pärija.
An heir of God.
Ja Jumala pärija.
Through Christ.
Kristuse läbi.
Now, I need to, sorry, I didn't put my time down properly, so I just want to make sure this ends 15:40. Uh-huh. Right?
Hey, no,
that was the coffee break.
No,
this is the first session.
This is we started this.
Ah.
And
15:30.
Yeah.
Apologies. Yes, correct. Thank you very much. Okay, so we know. We're there. Okay, great. Let's go to Romans 8.
Lähme Rooma 8. peatükki. Rooma 8.
And I've heard many of you quote these scriptures, so I know you're familiar with them.
Ma olen kuulnud paljusid neid kirjakohti siin siteerimas, nii et teate neid kohti.
Romans 8.
Rooma 8.
Once again, it speaks about heirship.
Siin räägitakse jälle pärimisest.
It speaks about those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God.
Siin räägitakse sellest, et need, kes on juhitud Jumala vaimu poolt, on
verse 16.
Psalm 16.
So that the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit.
See sama vaim tunnistab koos meie vaimuga.
That we are the children of God.
Et me oleme Jumala lapsed.
And if we are our children.
Kui me oleme ka lapsed,
then we are heirs.
Siis oleme ka pärijad.
We are heirs of God.
Nii Jumala pärijad.
Let's explain.
Selgitame.
And joint heirs with Christ.
Selgitab veel, et ja kaaspärijad. Kristuse kaasperiad.
If it be so that we suffer with him.
Ning kui me koos temaga kannatame.
That we will also be glorified.
Siis me ikka koos temaga austatakse.
And so to get back to where we start.
Ja lähme tagasi sinna, kust me alustasime.
We see kind of this happen in the life of Jesus.
See asi kõik juhtus Jeesus elus.
And we see the Spirit of God in fullness.
Täielikus vormis.
But we see him walk through suffering.
Aga ta käis läbi kannatustes.
Or if you'd like to call this experience.
Või me kutsume teise sõnaga kogemused.
And it produced in him a glory.
Ja see tõi esile au temas.
Right. That, no, nobody really hesitates to quote that or to understand that he, Jesus said it himself, and it's very simple.
Siin ei kahtle keegi selles, kuna Jeesus ise ütles seda.
What we do find hard,
aga mis on raske,
is that now God calls us to walk in the same way.
Et Jumal kutsub meid käima sama teed.
That he wants us to walk through.
Ta tahab, et me käisime läbi.
And as Paul says there, that if we should do that,
ja kui Paulus ütleb, et kui me teeme seda,
and we should suffer with him,
ja me kannatame koos
temaga, that we should be a partaker of the same glory.
Ja siis oleme selle sama osa saajad.
That's what he's saying. I mean,
seda
what else does he mean?
Mida ta muud siin võiks tähenda?
If we would suffer with him.
Kui me kannatame koos temaga.
Now Jesus' suffering is over, right? Jesus
is not here anymore. Ta ei ole siin enam.
So he's not saying you need to go back 2,000 years and go hang on a cross and be your hair be pulled out and your beard be pulled out. That's not what he's saying.
Ta ei ütle seda, et lähme nüüd tagasi 2000 aastat ja lähme ristile ja sinu habe tõmmatakse välja ja kroon pannakse pähe.
That according to the pattern,
aga vastavalt sellele mustrile,
of Christ who was flesh,
Kristus, kes oli liha,
with the fullness of the Spirit,
vaimu täius,
walking through suffering,
käis läbi
korras, he learned his obedience through suffering.
Ja nagu kirja ütleb, ta õppis kuulekus läbi
kannatust. And at the end of that road,
ja selle tee lõpus,
was glory.
Oli au.
In the same way,
samamoodi,
we as a church,
meie kui kogudus,
we walk through suffering.
Käime läbi kannatusta.
Transgeneration. We continue to walk.
Läbi üle kõikide põlvkondade. Me käime.
At the end of this road,
ja selle tee lõpus,
there is what is called glory.
On see, mida kutsutakse auks.
So we spend a lot of time this morning and a little bit of yesterday to try and explain that this
ja
glory.
Ja eile kui täna oleme püüdnud siis selgitada, mida see au tähendab.
Glory is an image. It's the image of God being formed
kuju,
in us.
See, mis meie sees formitakse.
Verse 18. And we've mentioned this, but we're just going to read it. For I reckon,
sest minu arvates,
that the suffering of this present time,
nüüd see aja kannatused,
it's not worthy to be compared,
ei vääri mainimist,
with the glory
tulevase au,
which shall be revealed in us.
Mida,
right?
English keel ütleb, meis ilmutatakse.
So, when you read verse 17 and 18 together,
ja kui nüüd lugeda, salm 17 ja 18 koos,
it becomes very hard to motivate.
Siis on väga raske leida motivatsiooni.
That this is talking about going somewhere.
Et see räägib mille kuhugile minekust.
Because it's quite clear,
siis siin on väga selge,
that this is about something that happens inside.
Et see toimub meie sees.
It is something that is being revealed from with the inside.
See tuleb ilmsiks meie sees.
Right. So it's something that is revealed. It's opened up. I want to do an example quickly.
Ma toon jällegi ühe
näite. Fine.
Ta otsib oma jakki.
Sorry. It was hidden.
See oli peidetud.
And then it was revealed.
Ja siis see tuli ilmsiks.
Revelation works like this. Revelation is not...
Töötab selliselt.
Revelation is not someone appearing.
See ei tähenda kellegi ilmumist.
Revelation is not someone... I need to... If there was a side door here, right?
Näiteks, kui siin oleks kõrval uks.
And I ran outside.
Ja ma läheksin välja.
And I ran inside.
Ja ma jookseksin sisse tagasi.
And I did this.
Ja teeksin nii.
That's not revelation.
See ei ole ilmutus.
That's appearance.
See on ilmnemine. No.
That's not revelation, it's appearance.
See ei ole ilmutus.
This is revelation.
Ilmutus on hoopis see.
I'm here all the time.
Ma olen siin kogu aeg.
And suddenly.
Ja äkitselt.
Or slowly.
Yeah. Or aeglaselt. Kas kiirelt või aeglaselt?
I'm revealed.
Ma tulen nähtavale.
And so Jesus also in the New Testament.
Ja Jeesus samamoodi Uues Testamentis.
Many times.
Mitmel korral.
is spoken about his revealing.
Rääkis enese ilmsiks tulemisest.
Not his appearance.
Mitte ilmumisest.
No, I believe in a final appearance of Jesus.
Ja ma usun, et lõpuks Jeesus ilmub.
But not every scripture that says appear means a physical.
Aga mitte iga kirjakoht, mis räägib ilmumisest, ei räägi sellest füüsilisest ilmumisest.
There's also the idea of Jesus being revealed in us.
Vaid on see mõte, et Jeesus ilmneb meie seest.
Yeah.
That's a very important thing.
See on väga tähtis asi.
In fact, Paul says that.
Paulus ütleb.
Somewhere in Galatians, where he speaks about God that had called him from his mother's womb.
Kuskil Galaatlastele, et räägi Jumalast, kes kutsus ta ema ihust alates.
And he speaks about his calling amongst the Gentiles.
Ja ta räägib oma kutsumisest paganate keskel.
And how he was called.
See, et kuidas teda kutsuti.
And then he uses the language, he says, that God would reveal his son.
Ja siis ta räägib niiviisi, et Jumal ilmutas oma poega.
In.
Minus.
In.
Minus. Minus ees.
Not to me.
Mitte minule.
Yes.
In.
Minus ees.
That's a very big difference.
Ja siin on väga suur erinevus.
So let's just take a moment.
Mõtleme natuke.
If I were to reveal Jesus to you,
kui mina ilmutaksin Jeesus teile,
I would say,
siis ma ütleksin,
Jesus is come.
Jeesus on lahke.
He's full of love.
Ta on täis armastust.
Full of mercy.
Täis halastust.
I'm busy revealing Jesus to you.
Ja siis ma kirjeldaksin teile teda, milline ta on.
So this would be like God telling us what Jesus is like.
Et nagu Jumalikki räägib meile, missugune Jeesus on.
That's one thing.
See on üks asi.
And unfortunately, that's where a lot of religion stops.
Ja kahjuks paljud religioonid siin peatuvadki.
It's happy to tell us what Jesus is like.
Nad on nii rõõmsad rääkimaks meile, milline Jeesus on.
It's happy to speak about what happened 2,000 years ago and tell us again how great Jesus was.
Nad väga rõõmsalt seletavad seda ära, et mis juhtus 2000 aastat tagasi ja mille Jeesus on.
This is important.
See on väga tähtis.
But it's only the beginning of what God wants to do.
Aga see on ainult algus sellele, mida Jumal teha taha.
Now, if I not just reveal Jesus to you, but if I reveal Jesus in you.
Aga kui ma mitte ei ilmuta Jeesus teile, vaid teie sees.
It means that you do not only have knowledge of what he was like.
Siis teil ei ole mitte teadmine, milline ta oli.
But that in your everyday life is a manifestation.
Vaid teie igapäeva elus tuleb välja, manifesteerub see, kes sa on.
This is different.
See on erinev.
And Paul is very clear.
Ja Paulus teeb väga selgeks siin.
And I believe that Paul believed.
Ja mina usun, et Paulus uskus.
That God revealed Jesus to Paul. Absolutely.
Et Jumal ilmutas Jeesus talle, Paulusele.
That's where you start.
See on see algus.
But the ultimate goal that God has for every one of us.
Aga see lõppeesmärk, mis Jumal on iga ühe meie jaoks.
Is not just that we would know of him.
Ei ole see, et me lihtsalt teaksime temast.
Not only that we would know him, because the difference between those two.
Et me tunneksime teda.
But that he would actually be revealed in us.
Vaid et ta tuleks ilmsiks meie sees.
Let me put it to you in New Testament terms.
Panen Uue Testamenti sõnadesse.
Are the body.
Meie oleme.
Of Christ.
Kristuse ihu.
If you want to touch him,
kui sa tahad teda katsuda,
you have to touch the body.
Katsu ihu.
If you want to see him,
kui sa tahad teda näha,
you have to see him in the body.
Sa pead teda nägema ihus.
So there's a difference between these two things, and I believe that Paul's life was an amazing example of how Jesus could be revealed in
someone.
But I also don't believe that it was just for Paul.
Aga ma ei usu ka, et see oli ainult Pauluse jaoks.
I believe that God has a desire.
Ma usun, et Jumal on igatsus.
That we would not know only know of him.
Et me lihtsalt ei teaks temast.
That we would not only know him truly.
Et me lihtsalt ainult ei tunneks teda.
But that those two will produce in us a manifestation of who he is.
Vaid et need kaks toodaksid selle lõpptulemuse meis, et oleks näha, kes tema tegelikult.
Another word for this is glory.
Tema au.
That we should be glorified together.
Et me saaks austatud koos.
So when we're saying here that we, basically Paul is saying that we will be glorified with Christ.
Paulus ütleb, et me saame austatud koos Kristusega.
What does this actually mean?
Mida see tegelikult tähendab?
Now I know that many people immediately jump to a type of end of time.
Ma tean, et mõnikad inimesed hüppavad kohe lõpuaegadesse.
In a moment, boom.
Kui selle boom hetk tuleb.
Everything has changed. We are changed to be like him as you quoted.
Et kus kõik muutub selliseks, nagu tema on.
And I do believe that that's where we're going, but I believe it's the process that takes us.
Ma usun, et jah, see kõik sünnib, aga see on protsess.
Not a boom.
Mitte selline hetk.
It's the slow process.
See on aeglane protsess.
Of walking.
Käia.
Experience.
Kogedes.
Seeing.
Nähes.
And becoming.
Ja saades.
And then walking again.
Ja jälle käies.
Suffering.
Kannatades.
Finding purpose.
Eesmärgi leides selles kannatuses näha jälle ja jälle saada kellekski
and very importantly I believe that it's transgenerational.
Ja ma usun seda, et see on läbi põlvkondade.
In other words, we are all busy together.
Siis kõik me oleme hõivatud koos.
Those who come after us.
Ka need, kes on pärast meid tulevad.
Come after them.
Ja kes tuleb pärast neid veel.
We are all in one long process.
Me oleme kõik ühes pikas protsessis.
To see the image of God formed.
Et näha Jumala kuju formuleerimas.
In humanity.
Inimkonnas.
Now.
Nüüd.
Romans 8.
Rooma 8.
Verse 19.
19.
For the earnest expectation of the creation.
Sest loodu ootab pikki silmi.
Waits.
Ootab.
Now, so what this is saying.
Mida siin öeldakse?
Is this is not only about us.
See ei ole mitte ainult meist.
Paul alludes here to the fact that this is actually about everything created.
Paulus viitab siin kõigele, mis on loodud.
Everything.
Kõigele.
Created.
Mis on loodud.
The creation.
Kogu loodud.
The stars.
Tähed.
The planets.
Planeedid.
Everything created.
Kõik, mis on loodud.
And he said that all of it is waiting.
Ja ta ütleb, et kõik see ootab.
It's all waiting.
Kõik ootab.
And it is waiting for what needs to happen in us.
Ja ta ootab, ja see kõik loodu ootab seda, mis juhtub meie sees.
And so here we find our old friend again.
Ja siin me leiame oma vana sõbra jälle.
It is waiting for the apokalypsis.
Ta ootab apokalypsist.
The revealing.
Ilmsiks saamist.
Of the sons of God.
Jumala poegade ilmsiks saamist.
You know, it's okay, we've said about a lot about the revealing of the sons of God.
Me oleme rääkinud palju sellest Jumala poegade ilmsiks saamisest.
And I have a lot of friends that I feel like they've gone off on a tangent here. Yeah.
Ja mul on palju sõpru, kelle kohta ma tunnen, et nad on
they realize that hey, we are the children of God.
Kes mõistavad seda, et me oleme Jumala lapsed.
And then they go overboard.
Ja siis nad lähevad üle piiri.
They grab onto things they're not ready for.
Nad võtavad asju, mis tegelikult ei ole nende jaoks.
Some of them they do strange things.
Nad teevad kummalisi asju.
They a train will come past.
Näiteks rong tuleb.
And they'll say stop train.
Seisa rong.
Yeah, because they feel they are a child of God and they should have power over everything. And
ja siis kuna nad tunnevad, et kuna nad on Jumala lapsed, siis nad peab olema selline meelevald.
Want to move clouds and
nad tahavad liigutada.
They're excited about the revelation.
Põnevi selle ilmutustest.
And then it doesn't work like
that. Aga see ei tööta nii.
And the reason why I think we sometimes go overboard to the wrong side is we have an Old Testament mind.
Ja see põhjus, miks me läheme üle piiride, on sellepärast, et meil on vana testamentlik mõttelis.
Of what glory is.
Sellest, mis on au.
And so we just want more of this one, please.
Me tahame sellist au.
We think to be sons of God means more of this one.
Rohkem sellist liiki au.
So you have, the one church is praying for rain.
Üks kogudus palvetab vihma eest.
Because they have farmers that need the rain on the land.
Sellepärast, et neil on talunikud, kes tahavad vihma saada.
And the church right next to them are praying for a beautiful day because they have a sports day.
Ja teine kogudus seal kõrval palub ilusat ilma, kuna nendel on spordipäev.
God is not so interested in showing us how powerful he is.
Jumal ei ole huvitatud jagama sellest, et kui võimas või pärine ta on.
He's much more interested
to show us that he näitama,
is love.
Et ta on armastus.
If you wanted to show power,
kui sa tahad näha väge,
don't go down the cross.
Ära suve ristil.
Don't go down the cross if the point is to show how powerful.
Kui sa tahad näha, kui väärine sa oled, siis ära suure risti.
Do something else.
Tee midagi muud.
Move mountains.
Liiguta mägesi.
Empty seas.
Tühjenda meresi.
You did it in the Old Testament.
Sa tegid seda vana testamendi ajal.
There was only one reason, there was one motivation for the coming in flesh of God.
Jumal oli ainult üks eesmärk lihas tulla. Armastus. Armastus. Armastus.
But we as church, we sometimes, we still think that it's more important to show that we have power.
Mõtleme seda, et meil on palju tähtsam näidata seda, et meil on vägi.
Than to show that we have love.
Selle asemel näidata, et meil on armastus.
Yes. It is the truth.
See on tõde.
I can prove it to you.
Ma võin selle tõestada seda.
I can prove it.
Ma võin seda tõestada teile.
You get a guy to come and preach here that does miracles.
Sa ootab ju väga hoolega seda, et siia tuleks selliste nimesid.
And you'll see what the attendance
goes. Ja siis sa näed, kuidas see tendents on.
And then you hold a seminar on love.
Ja siis see seminar armastudes.
And you see what the attendance looks.
Ja siis vaatame, siis juhtub.
We've become power hungry.
Me oleme väe näljas.
But don't worry.
Aga rõmbratse.
It's part of growing up.
See on üks osa üles kasvamisest.
It's part of growing up.
See on üks osa üles kasvamisest.
And the boys go through that age.
Poisid käivad läbi sellise ea.
You know, where they can't even walk past the mirror anymore. You know what I mean?
Kus nad enam ei suuda korralikult käia.
At 9, the boys just walk past the mirror and looks and walks on. But at 13, he walks past the mirror.
13 aastaselt käib ta niimisi. Näitab oma lihaseid.
Look at my power.
Vaadake, mul on jõudu.
I am strong.
Ma olen tugev.
It's part of growing up.
See on osa üles kasvamisest.
But this is not where we're going to end.
Aga siin asi ei lõpe.
Because the glory that God has prepared for us.
See au, mis Jumal on meie jaoks ettevalmistatud.
It does not have at its center the ability to show great power. That's not the motivation.
Sellel ei ole eesmärk siis näidata väge.
It's about nature.
Et see on looduses.
It's about understanding the family business.
See tähendab seda, et sa mõistad pere äri.
It's about carrying the heart of the father.
See on see, et sa kannad isa südant.
It's about carrying the heart of the father.
See on see, et sa kannad isa südant.
Before Jesus.
Enne Jeesust.
People thought a whole lot differently about God.
Inimesed mõtlesid hoopis teistmoodi Jumalast.
But after he came in the way that he came.
Aga pärast seda, kui ta tuli nii nagu ta tuli.
Not on horseback. Not on a strong horse.
Mitte tugeva hobuse seljas.
But a donkey.
Vaid eesti seljas.
You think he couldn't organize a beautiful horse?
Kas ta poleks saanud organiseerida kena hobuse?
He wanted to come on a donkey.
Ta tahtis tulla Eesti seljas.
He wanted to prove a point.
Ta tahtis siin näidata tõestada midagi.
I am not about power.
Mina ei ole siin väe pärast.
I am about humility.
Ma olen siin alandlikkuse pärast.
He wasn't born in a beautiful costume.
Ta ei sündinud ilusas rossis.
To show how powerful he was.
Et näidata kui väeline ta on.
They didn't have space for him.
Tal ei olnud ruum, tema jaoks oli ruumi.
Born in a barn.
Ta sündis stallis.
You think he couldn't organize? You think the creator of the universe could not organize?
Kas te arvasid, et universumi looja oleks suutnud organiseerida?
Couldn't organize a Roman castle?
Mingi Rooma lossi palee.
He wanted to prove a point.
Ta tahtis see midagi tõestada.
And by that he was showing us what he's also expecting of us.
Ja sellega ta näitas ka seda, mida ta ootab meie eludest.
He wants us to be humble because that's who he is at heart.
Ta tahtis, et meie oleksime alandlikult, kuna tema on alandlik.
The point is love.
On armastus.
So verse 19 says that all of creation are in an expectancy.
And all of creation is looking to what's happening in humanity.
Kogu loodu ootab seda, mis juhtub inimkonna sees.
Because we're just an extremely unique part of this creation.
Kuna me oleme äärmiselt unikaalne osa loodust.
It is just mind-boggling.
See on sellekene mõistust ületav.
That we could be made of the same stuff that's found everywhere else in this universe.
Et me oleme tehtud sellest samast asjast, mida on leidu igal pool universumis.
But we have the ability, we are conscious.
Aga meil on mõistus.
We can create mathematical formulas that predict the movements of planets.
Me loome matemaatilisi valemeid, mis ennustavad planeedide liikumist.
Yet we are made of the same stuff as planets.
Aga samas me oleme tehtud samast asjast kui planeedid.
We're special.
Me oleme erilised.
Yeah,
we're
special.
Me oleme erilised.
Some would say we are the crown of creation.
Öeldakse ka, et me oleme loodu krooni.
And so God is doing something special in us, which all of creation, and the Bible even says in the New Testament, even the angels.
Ja need Jumal teeb midagi meie sees, mida isegi nagu uues testamentis öeldud inglid ootavad.
They stand on tippitoes.
Nad on kiki varvukil ootavad.
To see.
Et näha.
What God will do.
Mida Jumal teeb inimkonnas.
It's amazing that if you think about it, like if you think about angels, you would think. They're in the presence of God.
Nad on ju Jumala ligiolus.
Why would you look anywhere else?
Miks nad peaks kuskile mujale vaatama?
Why?
Miks?
Because creation has never seen.
Sest loodu pole mitte kunagi näinud.
What God is doing in us.
Mida Jumal teeb meie sees.
Unto no angel has he ever said.
Mitte ühele angelile pole öeldud.
You are my son.
Sina oled mu poeg.
Now angels are servants.
Angelid on teenijad.
They were created to be servants.
Nad on loodud teenijateks.
Not you.
Aga teie ei ole.
Not
you.
Mitte teie. All of creation is waiting for the revealing, the apocalypse of the sons of God.
Sest kogu loodu ootab pikki silmi Jumala laste apokalypsis.
So when people ask me, do you believe in the apocalypse?
Ja kui inimesed küsivad minu käest, kas sa usud apokalypsisesse?
Of course I believe in the apocalypse.
Aga loomulik ma vastan loomulikult, ma usun apokalypsisesse.
But it doesn't look like yours.
Aga see ei näe välja sellit nagu sinu oma.
It doesn't look like yours.
Aga see näe välja selline nagu sinu oma.
Mine is full of hope.
Minu oma on täis lootus.
Yes.
Mine is full of hope.
Minu oma on täis lootus. Armastus.
Hope.
Lootus.
Hope. Okay, let's break. We're going to break for 10 minutes. Is
nüüd
okay?
Võtame 10 minutit vaheaja.
And then we'll come back here. Okay, thank you. So we're back at 5:30.
Yeah, 4:15.
Okay, all right, thank you.